Today's daf is Soita Daf Chav Vav, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Chav He Amid Beis Meisavei. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Binyamin Meir Ben Chayasara, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Binyamin Ben Rabbi Yaakov. So, yesterday, or should I say 2 days ago, 7.5 years ago, we began a new perek, the fourth perek in Masechta Soita, Perek Arusa. And the perek begins discussing soitois that are loishoisois, they don't drink from the meisoito, veloi noitois ksuba, additionally, they forfeit the ksuba. And really, if you break down the Mishnah grouped these women into three categories. The first category is the arusa and the shemeres yafam. The reason that those women are loishoisois is because although they're married, but at the same time, the marriage is not complete. And it says in the Torah, Tachas Isha, Tachas means B'yoshev es Tachtov, Hakosov Medaber, that excludes an Arusa, who although is married in so many ways on a biblical level, but at the same time, the most notable way in which they're not married is they're not living together. Additionally, a Shemeres Yavam, where there's a Zika, Isha Hikno Loi Menashamayim, but again, they're not living together, and as a result, they're excluded. The halach is Loi Shoy Sois, Veloi Noitlis Ksuba. The second category mentioned in the Mishnah was the Chayvei Lavin. A whole bunch of situations where a man and a woman are married. We paskin like the Chachamim, that Ketushin is Toifis B'Chayvei Lavin. As a result, they're 100% husband and wife, but it's not Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and as a result, Rashi brings us a free, a pasuk that teaches us that in such a marriage, the halacha is loy shoysois, however, at the same time, loy noitlois ksuba. And then finally, the third group of the Mishnah was where the woman herself, after there was kinui and there was stira, and it was already huchzak, that she has a din of a safik zaita, but she came clean. She said, tmeyani, or Adam came and said that she was tmeya, or she's not admitting innocence or guilt, but at the same time, she's simply saying, enei shaisa. In those cases, she's not going to drink. If we know she's tummy, obviously she's not going to drink. If she says, enei shaisa, at this point, we're not going to force her to drink either, but at the same time, being that there was kinya and stira, she's a safik saita, so the halacha is, she is going to lose her ksuba. And the Mishnah went on to discuss different cases. One of the groupings that were discussed in the Mishnah was an islandess, a zikena, v'she'ena ru'uya lele. An islandess, that's a woman that has simonim that don't allow her to have a child. Skena is already an older woman that's now longer of age where she can have a child, but in a real lately, Rashi says that she drank a koishal ikrin, so she wasn't born not being able to have a child like the islandess, but at the same time something happened or she did something to herself later as a result of which she can't have a child. So what's the halacha in those three cases? So there was a machlokes. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says that loy noitlois ksuba v'loy shoysois. All three of these women can't drink from the meisaita, but at the same time they also lose the ksuba. Rabbi Laza Omer, Rabbi Laza says, I disagree. Being that this man has the ability to stay married to this woman by marrying another woman, therefore there's no reason that the halacha should be that she shouldn't drink from the meisite. Pasha, what's the machlokes here? Really, there's no iser be'etzem for a man to be married to a nailanis, a skena, or a ena ru'uya leili. The reason it's a questionable marriage is because the man has a mitzvah puravu. And to the extent that the man was not yet mekayim the mitzvah puravu, being married to such a woman is indirectly causing him to be mevatel a mitzvah. Therefore, we can a little bit see this marriage as being the second category that was mentioned in the Mishnah, Isha She'ena Ruy L'Kaima, and the halach is that Isha She'ena Ruy L'Kaima doesn't drink for the Meisaita, and that is the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Laza argues, because Rabbi Laza says in a pre-Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom world, you could be married to a woman through whom you're not going to be able to have children, but at the same time, you can marry another wife through whom you will be able to have children. So this marriage is not a marriage that needs to be terminated. If you're not going to marry someone else, it would, but you could marry somebody else. And as a result, it's not like the Chayvei Lavin. We don't view her as an Isha She'ena Ruya Leili, and therefore the halach is she would drink from the Meisaita. So the very, very end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara mentioned a chiddush that Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuah, that even though in the Mishnah it sounds like there's machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim regarding three women, whether or not they drink from the Meisoita, the Eilanis, the Zekeno, and the She'ena Ruyolelet, said Rav Nachman that it's really a little bit of a misnomer, because the truth is, as it relates to the Eilanis, there was no machlokes. The machlokes is regarding an Isha that's not Ruyolelet. What's the machlokes? Do we look at her as an Isha She'ena Ruyolekaimo because the man has a mitzvah puravu, or do we say he can marry somebody else? And as a result, she is Ruyolekaimo. But what's Negei of the island is everybody agrees that what? Loi shoysa, she will not shrink, v'loi noitalis ksubasa, and she's going to lose her ksuba as well. Why? It's based on a pasuk. It says, v'niksa v'nizra azara, and we learn from there, misha darka l'hazriya. Dafka, woman, that could be mazriya, she could have a child. Isha kis hazriya. Yotzuzu, she ain't darka l'hazriya, as opposed to this woman, who is not a woman that is darka l'hazriya, and as a result, she's going to be excluded. So today's daf is going to pick up with a kasha, a mesivei on this chiddush of Rav Nachman, and then in the course of the daf, we're going to discuss A, the Mishnah that the parak began with, but even more so, there are some really, really important, critical gemaras that are negeya, hilchas biya, and hilchas ishnus, that are going to emerge from today's daf. So, soita daf chavav is a daf that requires an asterisk, as it's a daf that you wouldn't necessarily expect to be one of these shas katan dafen, but it very, very much is. Either way, zokti gemar meis ve'akasha on Rav Nachman. Again, what was Rav Nachman's chiddush? That as it relates to an island, is divri akol, everybody agrees, loy shoysa v'loy noitalis ksuba. Why is it a chiddush? Because from the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a machloikis. It sounds like it's a machloikis between Rav Elazar and the Tana Kama. Rav Nachman came, lafuke that, and he says, no, don't read the Mishnah kipshutai. The machloikis is only regarding the other women mentioned in that category of avasas negei. An islandess is a special gzeres akasov, and we learn from there that she doesn't drink from the meisoit. Faith the Gemara, ask you a kasha. A mekano arusasoi. If somebody is mekano, gives kinoi to his arusa, ulishaymeres yavam shloi, or to his shemeres yavam. So what's halach? Imachloi kinsin istiro. If the arusa or the shemeres yavam did stiro, and it happened actually kinsa, meaning before the nesuin in the case of the arusa, or before the yibum in the case of the shemeres yavam. So the halach is loy shoysa, she's not going to drink, v'loy nekeles ksubasa, and she's not going to take her ksuba either. Where do we have that halacha? It's the first halacha of the parak. It's Rabbi Yonis and Shita and the Braisa and Av Chof Dalar Amin Aleph. This Braisa is stating what we already know. What happens if someone marries Muberes Chaveroi? Or Menekes Chaveri, and then he does Kinoi, and it was a stir. Loi Shoysois, Loi Noitlis Ksuba. She doesn't drink for the Meisaita, and she forfeits Ksuba Divi Rameir. Shay Rameir, Emir Rameir used to say, Loi Isa Adam Muberes Chaveri, Umenekes Chaveri. A man's not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveri, Umenekes Chaveri, Vimnosa. And if he does marry her, Yoitzi, he has to give her a get. Velo Yachser Oivlamis, and he's never allowed to marry her back. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, no, there's no Isser to ever marry her again. Meaning, Yoitzi, for sure, you have to give her a get. However, Ukshiagi is Manu Lichnois, when the time is going to come, meaning she's no longer a Muberes, she's no longer a Menekes, Yichnois, at that point, if you want to remarry, you'll be able to remarry her. Now, this halacha, Muberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver, was also mentioned in the Mishnah. Incidentally, as it relates to the Issa to marry Muberes Chaveroi, Umeinekes Chaveroi, so it's an Issa de Rabbon, right? There's no Issa de Raisa to marry a Muberes. There's no Issa de Raisa to marry Meinekes. All it is an Issa de Rabbon. However, in Halacha, it's an Issa de Rabbon that's treated very, 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 very stringently. And the reason is because the whole Issa to marry Muberes Umeinekes Chaveroi is that we're afraid that maybe this woman is going to become pregnant now with this new man. As a result, she's going to lose the ability to produce milk. What's going to happen is the baby that she has is no longer going to be nursed. This baby maybe is going to starve to death. And the reason this halacha was treated so stringently is because it falls into the gather of chamira sakanta meyisura. So even though you would think if you were going to plot chai v'lavin on the one hand or marry menekdes chaveri, for sure it's more chamer to marry chai v'lavin. And it is, because that's a chai v'lavin. But when it comes to halacha and dealing with sveikis and being mitzdar of kulis, Meinekes Chaveri is more chomer. In fact, when we learn Mesechtes Ksubis on Daf Samech Aleph, we spoke out Chidushei Torah Neflaim from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas that he was Meirei Hoira whenever it came to paskening a Shailo Meinekes Chaveri, because there's different klolos that are associated with it. It comes together with the whole Gavra Kaptono that was the Chasam Sofer Ki Yadua. But either way, so this Indian of Meinekes Chaveri, Muberes Chaveri, it feels like from the Vaitin said, it's a cooler digger halacha. probably very easy to get a heter from a rav. It's just the opposite. In fact, most rabbanim held that this was the most chamerdige type of isurei bia imaginable because of the sakana and different klalas that were already given by Gedolei Olam as it relates to this inyan. Either way, the haruba, aruba is a bachar, Rashi says. Shanas akar v'skeinu, who marries akar v'skeinu, ve'in lo isha ubanim eikara, and he's a bachar, the point is he's young. So he wasn't yet mekayim his mitzvah of Puruvu, so the halach is, if he does kinu and stira loy shaisa, the woman's not going to drink, v'loy netelas ksuba. She's not going to get her ksuba either. Rabbi Loza, amen, Rabbi Loza argues, and he says, yachal hu lisa acheres, v'lifreis, v'lirbeis imena. Rabbi Loza, like in the Mishnah, argues here in the Brice, and he says, no, it's not true. Just because this man is married to a woman through whom he's not going to be able to be mekayim his mitzvah, and he's a ruba, he's a bachar, meaning he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but it doesn't make her an isha shein eruya lekayimah, she's not a chayvi lavin, she's not even a meinekes, a muberes chavere, and as a result, halacha is, there is going to be kin of estira. Zok the Brice, v'aytav, mekano la rusasai, ulu shemeres yavim shalai. Let's say a man would do kine to his arus or to shemeres yavam umishkinsa nistira, and there would be a stira, but the stira happened after the nesu and it happened after the yibum. Then the halach is oy shoisa oy loy neitalas ksuba. So then already we treat her like a regular suffix saita. So this is an important caveat in the first halach of the parak. The parak's called parak arusa began with the halach of arusa. That what's the halach of an arusa and a shemeres yavam? She can't drink and she loses her ksuba. The only time that's true is if the stira happened while she was an arusa. The stira happened while she was a shemeres yavam. If, however, the stira would happen mishikinsa, then the halacha would be different. Muberes umeinekes atzmai. Let's say a man is married to his wife and she happens to be muberes, or she's a meinekes. Then the halacha is oishaisa oiloi neitalas ksubasa. You have to know what the chiddush is. But even though we said in the first part of the Braisa that if somebody marries Muberus Umeinekas Chaveroi, so there the halach is because of the Isser to do so, she doesn't drink. As it relates to Muberus Umeinekas Atzmoy, there the halach is she is going to drink. Haruba Shanas Akar of the Skena, Vieshlo Ishu Banam. What if Haruba, again a Bacher, married an Akar of the Skena? However, he already has a family. He was already Mekayim his mitzvah. So then the halach is Oishoisa, Oiloi Neitalas Ksuba. Then it's Pashit. Everybody agrees, not a Machlikas, Rabbi Lazan, the Chachamim, that in that case she's treated like a regular suffix like the Isha. Mamzer, mamzer. Let's say a mamzer was married to a mamzeres. Now that marriage is kedas moish of Yisrael. That's a good marriage. Yisrael, who's not a mamzer, can't marry a mamzeres, and vice versa. But a mamzer isn't allowed to marry a mamzeres. Or the ishes nasan lenasan, or the wife of a nasan was married to a nasan. The ishes ger, or the wife of a ger, the eved meshucher, or the wife of an eved meshucher. Eved meshucher is an eved kanani that was meshucher, so he's like a ger. The island is, here's the punchline, this is what we were building up to. This is a long brisa, mamish getting to one line. The island is, what's the halach in these cases? Oy shoysa, oy loy neitalas ksuba. They're treated like regular self excites. If they want to drink, they can drink. What's the kasha? Ketani miya, yisnim mefurish in the brisa. Island is, shteitach mefurish, island is tufte, the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that when it comes to island is, everybody agrees that the halach is that she can't drink from the Meisaita based on a pasuk, the nix of an Israel Zara. How could you tell me? It's a mefurish a braisa where the braisa says that an island is oy shoysa oy loy noitalas ksuba. So the Nachman's going to tell you that I hear it's a mefurish and braisa, not like I'm saying. However, Tanoihi, there is another opinion amongst the Tanav, another Amriki Aitana. And when I was saying my halacha, I meant according to the other. Meaning, I hold there's a Tana that has a pasuk that says v'nix of an Israel Zara. And as a result, in the Mishnah, it's not muchach that Rabbi Lazar would be chaylikon islandist because it could be Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah agrees to my drasha. I have a mufurish abraisa not like me. Seder, it's not a kasha. I have a tana. Who is the tana that I'm supported by? The tana Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. It's the tana Rav Shimon Elazar. Islandist loy shoysa v'loy noitelus ksuba. An islandist can never drink from the meisayt Hashem because the pasuk says v'nix of an Israel zara misha darko lehazria yotzes azu she'ein darko lehazria. So it's a mufurish abraisa that says exactly what Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Baravu. Even though you found a braisa that says exactly not like Rav Nachman said, but at the end of the day, he has a tana de mesayeli, and as a result, it's not going to be shvar. Says the Gemara, v'rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, that don't darshin from the words v'nixu of an Israel zera, lemute and the islandist that she can't drink from the mesoito, sahai v'nixu of an Israel zera, my often. Right? So what do they darshin from the words v'nixo v'nizro zara, zochti gemara mi boilu luchadetanya, they need it for the following halacha, halacha that was learned in a braisa, is a classic braisa within the world of saita. It says v'nixo v'nizro zara. We learn from here. Shem hoisa akara nifkedes divrei Rabbi Akiva. From these words, we learn that the nixa, in the event that she's naki, the nizra zar, she's for sure going to have a child. What if she's an akara? She's still going to have a child. So we learn from it that if she was an akara, she's going to be nifkedes. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Akiva im kein. If this is the case, yistru kol akaris. All the akaris will do stira v'yifkedu, and they'll have a pikida. Hashem pakad all the akaris. Meaning, this new Hayovalei Nistra of Sida, does it make sense then to say that being there's such an easy tachbula to figure out a way for an akara to have a child, so if she's not going to do it, she's going to lose out? This is a classic example, using the words loosely, migu, which she could say, if I wanted to be a reshanta and I wanted to go ahead and I wanted to do stira, being naki, I would have been zaycha to a child. So you're going to tell me now it's not going to work out. And came out tam alayim of v'nixa v'nizra zara. Rabbi Shmuel said, so what then does v'nixa v'nizra zara mean? Not what Rabbi Akiva is saying, but similar to what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Shem hoisi yoledes bitzar. If she was a woman that used to be yoledes bitzar, yoledes berevach, she won't be bitzar anymore. Nikavis, if she used to have girls, yoledes scharim. She now boys. Kitzarim, yoledes aruchim. Shchayrim, yoledes levonim. Meaning something will be impacted, but not to the point that if she's an akara, she's going to be nifkido. If you look at Toysus, Dibra Maschol, Amalei Rabbi Yishmol, Amkem Yisru, Kol Akaris, Vifkido, says Toysus, Temov, Rabbi Yishmol, Lemalei Lenafshe. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to learn Vinix of an Israel like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because if it means that all the Akaras are going to be Nifkida, so I have a great Eitzah. Any woman that's an Akara, let her do this, and she's going to be fine. Now, you'll tell me she's not going to want to do it because it's an Isser, so she's going to say, well, because I'm keeping the mitzvahs, all of a sudden I should lose out? It doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Shmuel says, what does Vinix of an Israel Zara mean? It means that if she wants to have children that are Zharim, or if she wants to not have to go through the Tsar of Leda and all these things, that's going to be her Eitzah. So Faith Eitzah, same kind. Asha, Yistru call Yaldois, let all the Yaldois do stira, bitzar, meaning the ones that are Yaldis bitzar, the Yaldu berevach, and all of a sudden they'll be Yaldu berevach, the Zuh Hoyvalay Nisrefs, either. You can tell me, oh, she doesn't want to do it because of the Yisr, so she shall lose out because she's been Mekayim the mitzvahs, and Taisa Blaib Sarachim. But either way, this last Gemara right here is a Gemara that we all know, and that is that the Safik Saita, when she came to drink from the Mei Saita, so the stakes were really, really high. I mean, obviously, if she's guilty, it's not going to be good. And if she's innocent, it's not just going to go back to status quo. But the emes is, if she's innocent, she's going to get tremendous bracha. According to Rabbi Akiva, her teva would change. That if she was an akara, lo yolada, now she would be zoicha to have children. The nix of an Israel Zara. Rabbi Shmuel said, I think that's taking it a little too far, but even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that if she was a Yoledes Betzar, she'll be a Yoledes Berevach. If it was Nikavis, it's going to be Scharim, etc., etc. And the kasha is, why? Why does this woman get this bracha? In the best case scenario, she's an Isha Prutza. Right? This is one of the things that we have to internalize as we go through these sugis here in Masach Tesaita. In the best case scenario, this was a man that was choshed his wife. He warned her, Altistria Mishplani, and she went and she did stira with a man that she wasn't supposed to do stira with. So she for sure did something wrong. She's for sure an Isha Prutza. The Shaila is, was there a Bia or was there not a Bia? I hear. So in the event that she's not, there was no Bia, she should be Zoicha to tremendous Bracha. So the emes is the Chsam Sofer, and this is tucked away in the middle of a tshuva in Chosha Mishpat, where he's discussing the halachis of Mei Soita. It's in the end of Simen Ayin Zayin. And the Chsam Sofer asks this Kasha. And the Chassam Sofer says, you have to say that the Pshat is, V'yishloimer atam, ki kvar kiblo kol oincha bibizyoyna berabim. Because any oinish that this woman was supposed to get, she already got with her bizyoynas. I'm skipping a line. V'achar kol ha-bizyoyna zeh, after she got the bizyoynas that she got, loinishar mo'uma ki imnitma. There's nothing left. Now, if she's told me, the Torah says, this is what's going to happen to her. But loinishar mo'uma. Because bizyoynas has an unbelievable ability to be mechaper for a person. And it's true. This woman be'etzim is an isha prutza. And for that, she should be punished. She got punished. She got gefer lecha bizyoynas. Kolaroya soita bekulkula. It's bizyoyna, Rashi says. So she got all the bizyoynas that she was supposed to get. So why me boya that she gets kapara for the avera that she did, but because of the bizyoynas, she's mukshal lebracha now. A person that goes through bizyoynas is ripe right now to be able to be gebenched. And that's the oimik over here of a nix of an Israel Zara, Zokta Chsam Zoyfer. It's because anything that she needed, v'achar kol ha-bizyoyin hazeh, loinishar mo'uma, there's nothing that she needs anymore. Because the bizyoynas itself is mechaper for everything. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayta. Eishnes mamzer lamamzer. So we brought a very, very long braisa that recapped a lot what we saw in the Mishnah, but also had a lot of chidushim. So the Gemara now is going to do a deep dive into this braisa. So one of the things that were mentioned in the braisa was that an eishes mamzer lemamzer. So a mamzer is married to an eishes mamzer. It's a very appropriate marriage. And he gives her kinoi and stira, and she violates the kinoi and the stira. And now it's a question, does she drink from the meisait or not? So the Mishnah says, yes, eishes mamzer lemamzer does. Meaning, why are we even having this conversation? Because the Mishnah said that if someone's married to a mamzeres or a bastard that's married to a mamzer, you don't drink from the meisait. But that's only because the marriage is not a kosher marriage. That was the second category mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's an isha sheni ruyu l'kayma, the sefri that Rashi quoted. But over here, they are married in a way where they'll have to be married. And as a result, so she's going to drink from the meisait. But the Gemara says at the end of the day, pshita, isn't it obvious? Meaning, I understand why you're mentioning it. But still, it's obvious. Okay, Gemara, it's not so obvious. Mal d'tema, I would have thought, afushe psulin loy lefush. Maybe we shouldn't encourage this couple to figure out a way to get back together. And the reason is, because by getting them to come back together, they're going to be increasing psulim in the world. Kamashpon, and that's the chiddush that we do. Tzadik tzkedai to see l'shoyne azov shal Rashi. Rashi dibra mascha loy lefush psulim. Loy nas shalom b'neim. There would have been a habamita that maybe we should not make shalom in between this couple. Why? Because halavai. Interesting lashon. Lo yifrav, lo yirbe. So gemein asach besner if there's no peruvu. Hoyol v'chol deiros of mamzerim. Because all the deiros that are going to come from this couple are going to be mamzerim. So there would have been a habamita that this is perfect. Yeah, but mamzer married to mamzeres. I hear. Listen, they wanted to get married. They had to get married. So they're marrying who they're allowed to marry. But at the same time, we're going to go and institute a parasha of soita, which involves nisim and mechikas Hashem. Why? Because gadol shalom. I don't know if we want shalom in this case. Why would we want shalom? There should be deiros. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. But why do we want deiros in this case? Fakered halavai loyif rav loyirbe hayu v'chol deiros mamzerim. The mam is bringing deiros yisharim u'mevayruch of mamzerim into the world. So why is this a bias nemer b'yisrael? So why do we want this? So God alashalom. That's the whole theme of all the hoops that we're going to jump through to figure out the meisaita. But it doesn't seem so appropriate in this case. Either way, that's the havamina kamash one. That's not the way it is. I saw in the sefer Ali Ber from Israel Katz. So he said that maybe the shakla v'tarya in this gemara has to do with a very, very well-known chiddush of the Ramah, right in the beginning of Eben Ezer. It's in Siman Aleph, it's in Katan Vav, where the Ramah says, Hoya haben mamzer, he's discussing the laws of Piriya v'Rivya. So let's say someone has a child, and the child is a mamzer. So the Ramah says that if somebody has a child, and the child is a mamzer, he's mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu. The Beis Shmuel brings a sefer chassidim that says that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu with a mamzer ayin shah. Over the years, we've mentioned the Mechas Chinuch's kashya mitzvah aleph, that the Mechas Chinuch asks that how can you be mekayim the mitzvah or puruvu with a mamzer l'chure in l'cha mitzvah abba b'aveiru g'doy l'mizu. How is a mamzer born? It's born through a bia of chayde krisos. So l'chure, it's a mitzvah abba b'aveiru. If it's a mitzvah abba b'aveiru, we've talked about this. But the bottom line is, this is a grace of shiloh. Whether there's a mitzvah puruvu when it comes to a mamzer, or there's no mitzvah puruvu when it comes to a mamzer. From the havamin of the Gemara, from the Mao the Tame of the Gemara, Afushe Psulum Loy Leifush, from the Shoyne Azov Shal Rashi, Loy Nasa Shalom Bineim, Halavai Loy Yifra V'Loy Yirba, Hoyo V'Chol Loy Reis Mamzer. Does it sound like the Mekayim of Mitzvah Puruvu? Certainly sounds not that way. From the spirit of the law, for sure not. If there's a mitzvah puruvu, how can you say halavai lo yifrav lo yirba? You mekayim a mitzvah puruvu with every mamzer that comes into the world. If the hergish of bringing mamzerim into the world is halavai lo yifrav lo yirba, it sounds like there's no kiyam mitzvah or puruvu. So from the havamin of the Gemara, it zicha sounds alike, a lot like there's no mitzvah puruvu when it comes to a mamzer. Oh, but the mice is only the havamin of the Gemara. Kamash malana. What's the kamash malana of the Gemara? Is the kamash malana of the Gemara that I hear it's a nice havamina, abalamaisa, which I tell you, there's a parasha of kinevistira, and there's no miyut anywhere in the Torah for a mamzer that's married to a mamzer. It's for a mamzer that's married to a bas yisrael, you have a miyut. But for a mamzer, mamzer, it's not. It could be the kamash malonis, it's nishkain taina. Because vaker, there is a mitzvah puruvu when it comes to a mamzer. But maybe this shaila, this ramah, and the mechaschenuch mitzvah aleph, and all the dvarim atikim that are affiliated with this shaila, it could be it's playing itself out here in one line tucked away in soita daf chavavam and aleph. This shakla v'tayu, the havamina and the maskara, the Gemara, whether or not we would say Gadol HaSholim when it comes to a mamzer and a mamzer. So either way, so the Braisa continued and said, Eishes Ger ve'Evin Meshuchr ve'Islandis. So an Eishes Ger, or an Eishes Evin Meshuchr, or an Islandis. So in all three of these cases, you have the parasha Meisait. Zok the Gemara, Nochem HaPshita, what's the Havamina? Says the Gemara, Ma'adotim, I would have thought, Abra Ben Yisrael, V'loy geirim. I would have thought it says da'abel b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael is mashma, someone that was born a yid, not a ger, kamashma lan. That's not the way it is. Maybe it is the way it is. No, it says v'amarta aleihem. We saw this right in the beginning of the parak. Ribu Yehu, that's a ribuy. So there's a general ribuy of amarta aleihem. That teaches me that eshes ger and the eshes evan meshucher are going to be included in the parash of Saita. Incidentally, Dagoy Sabach in the Dibra Maskel of this last Gemara takes out the word violinist. So you see why the Bach takes out the word violinist, because the pshat that the Gemara gave of this part of the Braisa has nothing to do with islandness. The Havamita would have been Dabel Bnei Yisrael. That's a reason to be Mamait Eishes Ger, and that would be a reason to be Mamait Eishes Evan Meshuchra, but it's not a reason to be Mamait an islandness. Obviously, the word the islandness has to be taken out. Eishnes Koyin Shoisa V'chulu. So now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that an Eishnes Koyin is Shoisa Umuteres Labayla. So the first parts of this Gemara were analyzing the Braisa, and now we're going back to our regular program, we're analyzing this Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said that the wife of a Kohen drinks from the Meisaita, and she's mutter to her husband. Why would you think that an Eishes Kohen shouldn't drink from the Meisaita? So the Mishnah says, I would have thought, in the Torah, in the parish of Saita, it says that in the event that the woman did what she did Beratzen, so then she's going to be subject to the laws of Saita. If, however, she was an Oinis, so in that case, she's not going to be, meaning she'll be mutter to her husband, you're not going to have all of these halachas. So says the Gemara, we know that an Ishes Kayan, even if she's Nensa, is also a Bible. So I would have thought, this woman, Hayov and Espasa Asura, even if it was Nespasa, even if it happened by Ines, she would be also Emeloy Tishta. So maybe she shouldn't be able to drink from the Mesoit, the Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddish. And that's why the Mishnah felt that it had to say that an Eishes Kohen is included in the Parashah of Saita. Again, why would he have thought that the Eishes Kohen is excluded? Because read the Parashah of Saita. The Parashah of Saita sounds like it's talking about a woman that if the whole Maisa happened behind us, so somehow she would be okay. We know that's not true for the Eishes Kohen. So if that line, that Shura in the Parashah of Saita, we know doesn't apply to an Eishes Kohen, so maybe nothing in the Parashah applies to the Eishes Kohen. That's the Kamash Malan. The Mishnah also said that in the event that an Eishes Kohen drank, and nothing happened, she'll be mutter labayla. Zakim Rav Pshita, why would you think not? If she drank and nothing happened, so for sure she should be mutter labayla. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, b'misnavna. No, we're talking about an akimta. The case is where after she drank misnavna, her health began to deteriorate. That's the chiddush, that even though her health is deteriorating, still she's mutter labayla. Zakim Gemara, misnavna, if her health is deteriorating, habat guamaya. I mean, she's guilty. So then why she's mutter labayla? Her body and her health is deteriorating, but not in the way that the Torah describes it's supposed to happen to the Saita. The Torah says it's supposed to affect her thighs or stomach. That's not what's happening over here. What's happening to her is it's happening derech one of her other Eivar. Rashi says her head is hurting, shar Eivarev, kveidim aleh, but it's not happening in the regular way. Mal de tema, I would have thought, says the Gemara, listen to this chiddush. Hozanuye zanoi. Maybe the fact that her health is deteriorating, something is going on, that's a simen that she was mezana. I behold the way batku a mayak yorche. But the reason that the mayim is not being boidik in the way it's supposed to, why is it not the yerech? Why is it not the beten? Is mishun the ba'inas anoy? It's because it happened ba'inas. And being that it only happened ba'inas, so it's only affecting her in this indirect way. But being that she's an eishes kohen, and an eishes kohen that is nensa is asal abayil gabi kohen asira. So maybe she should be asir. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush that she's shoisa. And she's muteras labayla, even if she's nisnavna, as long as she's nisnavna in an indirect way. Meaning, if she's nisnavna, if it happens in the regular way, then kemuvin, she's going to be aser. If it didn't happen in the regular way, you'd think for sure it should be muter. But by an eishes kohen, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because you could have thought that if she's nisnavna, not in the regular way, being that she's an eishes kohen, and if she was nensa, she would be aser. Maybe this shaloi kedar kediga misnavna is a simen, that really she was nensa, kamash malon, that we don't say that. Now, the emphasis of this Gemara is Tzarech Talmud. Even Daf Yomi, you have to understand, why if she was Nensa, would she be Misnavna? Misnavna is an Oymish, right? The Mayim isn't supposed to do anything to the person in the event that she's guilty. That's what they used to tell her in the Iyum. They used to tell her that if you're innocent, nothing's going to happen to you. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. To the contrary, she's going to get a lot of bracha. She's going to be gebench. Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what the bracha is. So she was Nensa. Somebody was Ma'anus her. So if she was Nensa, then why would she be punished at all? I understand it's not mamish the Ola haksuva b'tayra, but why would it be misnavna even derech evarim? I think it's something that's sarich bir. Maybe it's sushtal to this is, in the Sidra Gra, regarding the al-chaytz. The first al-chayt that we say is al-chayt shechatanu lufanecha ba'oynesu v'ratzen. So the Siddur Agra says as follows. I'm skipping a little bit. Vigam, starting in the middle of a paragraph, clearly. Vigam. Yesh oynes, there's an oynes, shahayu roi loy liyos royas anoylet. There's a type of oynes where a person should have been royas anoylet. Udli hizar mitchilal ba'yavalu dekach. And he should have taken precautions to make sure that this wasn't going to happen. Uli hisrachik, uli hishamer, koydim boy olav ha'oynes. To make sure nothing was going to happen to him before the oynes came. Lebal yipol bazer. Vegam yesh oynes ein oynes gomer. There's also an oynes that's not an oynes gomer. She'ef shaloi lehi notza b'roiv tachbulois. V'hu loy asa came. Kol eile, even if in halacha that person's considered an oynes, abel ha'maisen hu poysheya. As a shtikol ha'poysheya. Vegam oynes gomer tzorech kapara b'dei shamayim. Even an oynes gomer needs kapara b'dei shamayim. She'chetoi gorem loy shabba olav ha'oynes. Because it must be a chet that he did that caused that this oynes should happen to him. I am bira grolin in shoygeg v'zel shoynoi ki koshalta b'avoynecha kolomer machmas ha'avoyna shekvar osam etchilo hi miviyasoi lidei chato shehish gogo. Bekitzer v'chein hu kan. The same is true as it relates to here. There's an Indian that the risha she'osam etchilo hi tesalaf oisoi u'mevil dei chatos ad kan l'shoynoi azov shal avil megoyim. But the bottom line is the reason we say al-chet she'chatanu l'fanecho ba'oynes u'v'ratzen. So you say in Siddur Agra, this is not the Goyin talking, but it's based on the Beis Medrash and the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. It's because even an oynes needs kapara. An oynes needs kapara, number one, midei shemayim, because a person would not have found himself doing an avera, albeit ba'oynes, were it not for the fact that this person wasn't chashalta ba'avoynecha. On some level, this person had done an avera b'mezid. And even oynes, there's a spectrum of oynes. And very often, a person is an oynes. And the halacha would be oynes rachmana patre. But there's an element of pshia. And that's why the first al-chayt that we clap, amazingly, is al-chayt shechatanu lefanecha ba'oynes. It's the first al-chayt. Al-chayt shechatanu lefanecha ba'oynes. Then we say uberatzen. But the first thing we say is al-chayt shechatanu lefanecha ba'oynes. But the bottom line is, if you find this Indian of al-chayt shechatanu lefanecha ba'oynes, maybe it's a tzuchtel, why you would find misnavna, albeit derech evarim, even for a situation where she was an espasa, where really she was an oynes. Either way, moving along. Eishes saris sois. The Mishnah said that the wife of a saris, if there was kinyan steerage, she would also drink from the meis sois. Zokim mar pshita, isn't that obvious? So the Mishnah says, I would have thought me baladi ishe chamarachmana. Right? What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that she went and she was mezana with this man. Mi balade ishech. She was supposed to have been mezana with her husband. I mean, that was her husband. So why is she going now and doing this aver with someone else? Oh, so it sounds like we're would have been shaykh with her husband. So then you have the parish of soita. Oh, for hai la barachi, who is a saris. And because he's a saris, he's not a roi lib. Shchiva. So I would have thought, therefore, the whole parish of Soita gets thrown off. Kamashmon, that's not true. And Isha Saris, if there was Kine and Stirish, she's going to drink for the Meis Soita. Mishnah said, Al Yidei Kol Aroyos Mekane. The man is Mekane Ishtoi, Al Tistri and Mishploini. And that Ishploini is an Erva. Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's her father, it's her brother. The Allah is, it's going to be considered a kina. Sakamar Pshito, isn't that obvious? Mar says, no, it's not so obvious. Ma'adu Teima would have thought nitma shnei pa'amim. It says the word nitma twice in the parish of Soita. Grada says it three times. But we need two. It says twice nitma, echel the baal v'echel the boil. And we know we darshan. One of the two is coming to teach me that she's also to her husband. The other one of the two is coming to teach me that she's also to the boil. So I would have thought we make a hekesh between the baal and the boil. How so? Hechad the gomitzra b'haznos. Maybe the only time she is going to be asa to her husband is if, as a result of this nus, she would have now become asa to the boil. Aval ha, in the case where the kinui was from an erva, ha'ulva asura v'kaima, being that she's anyways asa to the boil. Why? Because the parish of Arayas say, emaloi, maybe there should be no isser baal either. Maybe the only time there's an isser baal is if this bia that's creating this baal is also creating this baal. But if she's asura v'kaima, she's anyways asa to the boil, so maybe this halacha wouldn't be true. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush over here, that we do not say that. Now, as it relates to this halacha of the Mishnah, al yidei kol arayos mekanes, this is something that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. We spoke about it on Daf Dalet. We spoke about the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva that use this Mishnah, the Psak of the Rambam, to be miyashiv the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. On the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, where Chana tells the Eibishter when she's trying everything she could possibly try to have a child, and finally she turns to Hashem and says, "Imroi Tira, Imroi, if you're going to give me a child the nice way, that's fine. But if not Tira, you're going to see what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? Eilech v'estat there lifnei Elkanah b'ayli, and I'm going to be innocent. And the pasuk says, "V'nixav v'nizra zara like Rabbi Akiva, shemhoisa akorim iftega v'iata oisa teiroscha plaster. You're not going to make your Torah into a dvar sheker." And that was Chana's grace of taina that you came to the Eibishter with. She says, Eibishter, I'm telling you now, you want to do this the nice way, that's fine. I'm right. But if not Terah, you'll see what I'm going to do. Freight the Pnei Yeshua, this is Chana talking? How could Chana say that? How could Chana say she's going to do Stira? Stira is a Nisa Dei Raisa, there's a Nisa Yichud. What could Chana's taina possibly have been? That's Chana. This is the mother of Shmuel. It can't be such as that. Zoktach Sam Soifer, what's the grace of Kasha? It's before in the Mishnah, Ayidei Kol Arayos Mekanin, that kinu even from an Erev is not a problem. What she meant to say was, I'm going to do kinu with my father. I'll do kinu with my brother. Over there, there's no Isser Yichud, Zichanan, and Isser Yichud, Eraisa. And as a result, she won't be over any Isser Yichud. But you see, it's going to be, the point is, the Chassam Sofer was Mechiach from this line, that you see that Stira and Yichud are usually thought to be one and the same. But it's not Muchach that they're the same thing. It's possible for something to be Stira, even though it's not Yichud. This is the classic example of that. Al Yidei Kol Arayos Mekanin. But anyway, that's a raid that we spoke about already. Vayter Chutz Min HaKotel. It's going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Al Yidei Kol Arayos Mekanin, Chutz Min HaKotel, Umimisha Eino Yesh. That Kinoi for a Kotel, meaning a man tells his wife, Al Tisteri and Ish Ploini, and that Ploini is a Kotel. Or he's an Eino Yesh. We'll see what that means in a second. So in those cases, there's no parish of Kinoi. Zok Gemara, Chutz Min HaKotel. Why? Ish Amir Rachmano. Says the shachat ish oisa shichva zera, and ish is lemuute. It's coming to exclude a katan. The she'enoy ish lemuute mai. What is a she'enoy ish? So the Gemara says like, see, lemuute shachov. Maybe it means we mai the shachov. So if you look at Rashi and Tosfos, there's a little bit of an arichas in the Rishon and what exactly a shachov is. But pasha, the shachov is someone who is aver can't be neskasha. So if he's going to be mishamish, he's going to be mishamish with what's known as an Aver Mace, because it's not Shaykh for him to have Kishu. He's not a proper barbier. It's an Ilim and Mutei Shachov. Is it coming to be Maida Shachov? V'amra Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shachov Mekanen al Yodoy. That's not true. A Shachov is Mekanen al Yodoy. Upoisel b'truma. And not just that, if an Eishes Koyen would be Mizana with a Shachov, it would make her into a Chalala, and she would no longer be able to eat Truma. Now, the Gemara just mentioned Shmuel's Memra, right? Why do you mention Shmuel? Obviously, an Eino Yish is not a Shachot, because the Mishnah says that Eino Yish is not Shaisa, and Shmuel said Mefurish, Mekanen al Yod. So, Bederech Agav, we mentioned Shmuel's Memra, we're going to talk about Shmuel's Memra. In fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that really, I mean, by the way, Lashon Soit is not Meshunah, right? So if this was Nazar, we would say now, this would be our disclaimer, this is another Raya, that Lashon Nazar is Meshunah, and really what the Gemara is supposed to say, Rashi really does that. Rashi says that what the Gemara should say over here is Vahavinon Ba. And when does the Gemara say Vahavinon Ba? But the Gemara says, "Vavina ba," we're bringing, let's say, a memra from an amayra to ask a kasha on something that we just said. But we don't want to just bring the memra; we want to bring the memra with the ganze shleimus. It's vavina ba, and the Gemara explained, and then you have the shleimus, and you appreciate the kasha a little bit better. So the Gemara could have said over here, "Vavina ba," but again, the point is very simple: that the Mishnah says someone that's an enoy ish, if the kinoy was tazasort mensch, it's not considered a proper kinoy. What is that Eino Yesh? Who are we talking about? Maybe a Shachov? It can't be a Shachov because Shmuel said Shachov is Mekanen Al Yodai. So again, Vahavina Ba, Pshit, Mekanen Al Yodai, Pshit, it's obvious that it's Mekanen Al Yodai. Meaning, why would you think that a Shachov is not Mekanen Al Yodai? Notice, we just went from thinking that maybe a Shachov, you can't be Mekana, to suddenly Pshita that you could be Mekana, right? But either way, says the Gemara that it's Pshita that Mekana and Al Yodai. Now the time I would have thought V'shachav Ish Oysa Shich Vazer Amar Rachmona V'lai V'hai Lav Bar Hachiyo. The Pasuk says V'shachav Ish Oysa. This is the boil. Shich Vazera. And being that he's not Shaykh to Shich Vazera because he can't be Neskasha. See, you would have thought he's excluded Kamashwan. U'paisal B'truma. Shmuel also said that a Shachav is Paisal B'truma. Pshita, isn't that also obvious? Mercy is not obvious. Now the time I would have thought Lai Chalul Zari Amar Rachmona. Maybe the parish of Chalo says Lei Chalo Zare. So we learn from there the Isle Zero Lechalo. The less Lei Zero Lei Lechalo. Someone that can have children, he has the ability to be Mechalo, make this woman into a Chalola. But someone that doesn't have the ability to have children, maybe he can't be Mechalo. Kamash Shmulon, that's the Chiddush. Either way. So what is an Enoyesh? Who are we coming to exclude? A Katan and an Enoyesh. So Katan, Isham Rachman of a Katan, that's easy, we know what a Katan is. It's not Bar Mitzvah. But what is an Enoyesh? Zok the Gemara, Ve'elo lemutei oivet kechavim. It's coming to me, maybe it's coming to me, Ma'id, an oivet kechavim. Now, why would an oivet kechavim be an Enoyesh? That's a little bit of a chiddush. Now, we know Adam, right? Atem kruim Adam, Ve'en oivet kechavim kruim Adam. But that's Adam, not Ish. You find that by Adam. You don't find that by Ish. In fact, Ish is Lerabbis. So why would we be memayit? So the Mefarshim say that could be the reason is because Chazal say that bias akum is kibias behema. Zirmasusim zirmasam. So it could be klapi arayus. We don't look at the akum as being an ish. But al kopanim snez the gemara. Maybe that's what it means for eino yish. Meaning really he's an ish, but he's as a eino yish. So maybe it's a mutter evikechavim, but it can't be. Because v'amar Rav Hamnuna, this is not Shmuel, but Rav Hamnuna said, evikechavim mekanen al yadoi. Upaiso the druma. So you see clearly Yovik Echavim is Mekan al Yadai. Can't be what the Mishnah means, take food. Here too, Rashi says, Vavinam ba, Mekan al Yadai. Pshnita. Right? Why did Rav Hamnun even have to say Yovik Echavim is Mekan al Yadai? Isn't it obvious? The Gemara says, no, ma'al, the Tema would have thought Nitma, Nitma, Shtei Pamim. It says Nitma twice. Echel Bav, Echel Bayo. Hechel, the Kometzer Bahaz Nos. Maybe the only time, this is the same Havamin we had on the top of the Yomit with regards to Mekan al Yadai Arias. So you would have thought that maybe the only time there's an Issa Baal is when the Issa Boyal is created through this Nos. This Oivikechavim Hoyel Vasura Vikaima. Anyways, she's also to this man because he's an Oivikechavim. Emaloi. So just like this bee, it doesn't create the Issa Boyal because this the boil's there already. So maybe it shouldn't create the Issa Baal either. Kamash Malan, that's the Chinch. Paisel Betruma Pshita. Rav Hamnuna also said that the bee of an Oivikechavim is Paisel Betruma. Isn't that obvious? Mar says, no, it's not so obvious. Another thing, I would have thought Baskoin Kisil Vishzar Amrachmana. This pasuk of Bas Koyin Kisil Ishzar, Rashi quotes a Gemara that says that this is also the source to the halacha that a woman that has a bia psula, she becomes a halal, she's not letting truma anymore. Now that pasuk says Ubas Koyin Kisia. So you would have thought the bar havaya indla bar havaya loy. Maybe the only time it's a problem is if the bia happened with someone that's a bar havaya. But to the extent that this person is not a bar havaya, it's not going to be that case. Kamash malon the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash malon that no one oivik echavim, even though he's not a bar havaya, and it could have been a havamina. Maybe to exclude him, still the halach is he's going to pay. So based on what something Rabbi Yochanan said. I'm Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Minay loivik echavim eved shabal hakayenes valo levi val bas yisrael shepasu. How do you know that an oivik echavim or an eved that were born a kohenes levi yisraelis that they make her pasul now that she'll never be able to eat truma? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ubas koyin kisiya almana v'grusha mishi yeshloy almanas v'gerushim ba yatzu oivik echavim ve'eved she'ein loy almanas v'gerushim ba." That from this pasuk we learn again, "Ubas koyin kisiya," and this is with regards to when she'll ever be able to eat truma. That if she was ever with a person that there's no almanas and gerushim with, meaning an oivik echavim, someone that's not in the parasha of Gittin Vikadushin, as Asard mentioned, the halach is, if she was ever nivela one time, she'll be puzzled, she won't be able to eat truma. But the bottom line is, we digress a little bit. We're trying to figure out what the Mishnah meant when it said that if someone is Mekanes Ishtoi, Altistrium Ishploini, and Ishploini is really not an Ish, right? Altistrium Eino Ishploini. So what exactly is this Eino Ish? First we thought it's a Shachov. Shmuel said, you could be Mekana Aide Shachos. I can't be what the Mishnah means. Then we said, maybe it's an Evikechavim. Zir Masusim, Zir Masa. Maybe it's an Eino Yish. Rav Hamnuna said, you could be Mekana Aide Evikechavim. Elo Lamute Mai. What is it coming to be Mai? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Lamute Behema. It's coming to be Mai Behema. So if the man would tell his wife, Altistrium Behema Ployni, that's the Eino Yish. And the reason is, the Ein Znos Be Behema. Because a Maisa Znos Be Behema is not a Maisa Znos. Why is this a Chiddush? Because in the Torah you find the parish of Rav Avinirva. If a man or a woman is mezada with a behema, it's very, very severe. It is. It's just not arayus. Meaning it's severe. Yeah, Avodah Zarah is also very severe. Chil Shabbos is very chamor. It's just not arayus. Ain't nus be behema. Amar le Rav mi parznakila Rav Ashi. Mino hamilsa dam rabbanon. Ain't nus be behema. What's the makar to this inyan? Ain't nus be behema. So the Gemara says the chsiv. It's not from the pasuk that says loy savi esnan zoyna umechir Kelev, based on Hashem Alekecha, l'chol neder, ki toiv as Hashem Alekecha, gam shnei. So it says in the Torah, they now bring an esnan zoyna, and you can't bring a mechir kelev. So what's an esnan zoyna? Esnan zoyna is a gift, an animal that a man gives a zoyna in exchange for znus. That animal is a toyeva, and as a result, the Torah says you can't bring it as a carbon. What's a mechir kelev? If somebody has a dog, and someone else has a sheep, and he says, I'll give you my sheep for your dog, this dog now is a mechir kelev. It was swapped for a dog, and as a result, so this sheep is now allowed to be brought as a carbon. Either way, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, esnan kelev u'mechir zoyna mutarin. Even though the Torah says esnan zoyna mechir kelev, what if it was in the reverse? What if it was an esnan kelev, and it was a mechir zoyna? So what's an esnan kelev? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, shem adam oymer lezoyna. If a man would tell a zoyna, heilich tleh, take this tleh, vehiboyali lekalbi. Meaning, I'll give you a tleh in exchange for you being boil my kelev. That would be the case of esnan kelev. So the bottom line is, it's like an esnan, because you're giving a behema in exchange for his nos. But it's not an exchange for his nos with a person, it's an exchange for his nos with a kelev. And it's The halacha is that an esnan kelev is mutter. What's a mechir zayna? Where somebody says, I'll give you an animal and you give me a zayna in exchange. The bottom line is they're both mutter. And it's learned that from a pasuk shenemar, gam shneyem, and we learn from there, shneyem veloy arba. The Torah says, l'isavi esnan zayna mechir kelev esnan shem alakecha chom nedek tevas shem alakecha, gam shneyem. That's very extra. Gam shneyem, why do you say gam shneyem for? So it's coming to teach me, dafke the esnan zayna, not the esnan kelev, and the mechir kelev, not the mechir zayna. But the bottom line is, this is the makar. Zokti Gemara. This is the mikar that the halacha is that znus with a behema is not considered a maisa znus. Now, one of the things that we saw in the course of trying to figure out who the enoy ish of the Mishnah is, right? We finally got it. It's a behema. That's what enoy ish is. First, we thought it's a shachov. Then we said maybe it's a oivikoychavim, and the maskara of the Gemara said it's a behema. We thought that maybe the shachov is excluded. But we said can't be excluded. Why not? Because Shmuel said mekanan al yedei shachav. In fact, the Gemara thought pshita, but Shmuel said that it's mekanan al yedei shachav. Now, the Gemara thought in the Havamina that maybe not. And what would have been the Havamina not? So it's going to emerge from this next Gemara. Because really, if you look in the Pasnik, when it talks about the Saita, so the Pasnik says, v'ish ashe yishkav es isha shichvazera. Shichvazera sounds like there has to be a shichvazera, which would exclude l'chura a shachav. So says the Gemara that the Ela shichvazera l'amali. Why did the Torah say shichvazera? And the truth is, on the top of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked on Shmuel pshita, right? The Gemara's kasha was, why did Shmuel have to say mekanan al yidei shachav pshita? So what was the Gemara's kamat amal detema? No, I would have thought it said shichvazera. So really, the question is, at the end of the day, what are you doing with the shichvazera? So the Gemara says me, boyle, you need it for the following price. So look at the Tanya, shichvazera prat ludover achar. My dover achar. So we're going to go through this again. Amar Rav Sheshes said, "Prat l'shekino l'shaloyke darka." It's coming to be my mind. If somebody was mekanes ishtoy, that there should be no bia shaloyke darka. From shichvazera, we learn that a kinoy on a bia shaloyke darka is not a kinoy. It doesn't create soita. Amar Rava. So Rava said, "Shaloyke darka." That's why should it be excluded? Mishkevei isha ksiv. Mishkevei isha means two types of mishkavs, meaning sai kedarka, sai shaloi kedarka. And this is the makar that in Kol HaTorah Kul, there's no difference in halacha between bia kedarka and bia shaloi kedarka. So if that's the case, so why should it be excluded? I mean, it can't be excluded. Elamai Rava, Rava said, brat l'shekino la derech evarim. No, it's coming to exclude in the event that he was mekanaher derech evarim. Meaning the kinu was altistrium ish pliny, but it's, I don't want there should be a bia that's going to be derech evarim, as opposed to regular derech tashmish. Amalei Abaya, Snabaya said, pritzusa ba'almei. Derech Evarim is stama pritzus ba'alma, but upritzusa mi aser achmana. If a married woman is going to be noyeg derech pritzus with a man, and we know for sure all there was let's say a tashmish derech Evarim, that's not considered a tashmish, that wouldn't make her aser. So if it wouldn't make her aser, how could that be the parasha of Adei? So it's the Elo Amar Abaya. Abaya said probably shekin lo b'din shika. Now it's talking about where the kinu was for neshika, meaning neshika derech tashmish. So not hara, not a gemar bia, but it was just neshika sefer. Baron says honi chalman damar razu achnas satar. That's good. According to Manabah, that holds that hara, which is the definition of bia in halacha, Masechtas Yevam is Perek Abayi Yevimtoi, Soita Daf Dalad Amar Aleph, right? What's the sheer stira? It's Kidei Tomo, Kidei Bia, Kidei Ara. So that's always what the sheer of bia is. So if, according to the Manabah, that holds that hara is achnasas atara, meaning that atara of the Aver has to already enter the guf of the isha, avul neshika, v'loi klomi, but neshika is not, meaning it's garnished. Hainu da asi kralam utei neshika. So that's why I would have a pasuk to tell me that you should know. You would have thought neshika kamash one shichvazera pral neshika ela the mandam harazu neshika. But according to mandam that holds haraz neshika ma'yikalam emar. You can't tell me that the pasuk is coming to be ma'yik neshika because neshika is haraz. That is a bia. So again, the question is, what exactly is the word shichvazera coming to be ma'yik? If it was being a ma'id shachof, like the ma'od tame on the top of the yomid, so good, everything would be fine. But Shmuel said mekanan al yidei shachof. So the question is, what exactly is it coming to be ma'id? We had a few suggestions. They all seem to fall flat. So the Gemara says, lo'olam l'shekino l'derech evar. Lo'olam, the reason the Torah wrote the word shichvazera is to teach me that if somebody is mekanan derech evarim, it's not going to be considered a kinoy. Now, you're going to tell me, that's so obvious. It's pritzus of alma. That was a bias kasha. What is it? Derech evarim? What are you worried about? Ma'odatema, I would have thought, I would have thought that at the end of the day, the whole parasha of kinu v'stira is tolling k'peidit the pal. U'bal ha'kopit. And you see the baal's kopit. How do you know the baal's kopit? Because he warned her. He said, I don't want you to do this. So, avifel, the whole parasha is tolling k'peidit the pal. And you see, he has a kpeid on this. So I would add a hava, meaning that maybe it should be a problem. Meaning it's true, really it's pritus of alma. But maybe in the sugi of soita it's different because soita is tolling kpeid of the baal. Kamash malon, that's the chiddish. That's what we need the pasuk to say, that no. That be a derech evar, mizish can be and call it terukula. It's not a bia here either. And as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Now we mentioned at the beginning of the daf that today's daf is a little shas cotton dig. And you see why. Again, specifically with regards to the halachas of bia and tashmish and bia sasura, a lot of different inyanim came out over here. One of the things that came out here that we're not going to talk about, we would have, but Baruch Hashem, we have a related rabbi, so we could be an Ebay Smedrish B'lay Chiddush today, and that is the famous tshuva from the Maram Milublin, where the Maram discussed an Ishes Ish that was Mizana with a shade. And the question is, does she become Asul Abayla? Does she not become Asul Abayla? So this is a very, very fascinating tshuva's Maram that a lot's been written about on many, many different levels, Shteitzich, on a Talmudic level and on a scholarly level. It's a very, very fascinating topic. It's a very famous tshuva. It's tshuva Kuf Tezayin, and the Maram was based his Ikr Psak on today's daf, Soita Daf Chavov Amadeis, I am related rabbites. But as it relates to today's daf, and really the last few dafin, I think it's kedai to speak out a very foundational Maramakim that it's going to bring a lot of the Gemaras that we learned today together. And that is a Ha'orin Neflah from the Beis Halevi. It's in Shailos Teshuvas Beis Halevi. It's Chelik Beis. It's Simen Mem. The Simen is very, very long. We'll speak out the first few Se'ifei Katan in this Simen. The Mishnah, right in the beginning of the Perek, said, Arusna v'shemeres yavam loy shoysoys v'loy noitlis k'supa. And Arusa and Shemeres yavam, they're married. That's Moshe of Yisrael. When Arusa, there was a regular kedushin. Shemeres yavam is ishik v'lo menashamayim. Stating that the halach is if there's a kinei and stira loy shoysoys v'loy noitlis k'supa. Shenema, the Mishnah says, it's based on a pasuk that says asher tiste isha tachas isha prat la Arusa v'shemeres yavam. Tachas is mashma b'yeshevas tachta v'kosam edaber. And as a result, in Arusa and Shemeres yavam are going to be excluded from this halach. The Gemara Daf Chaf Dalet and Aleph said that really this Stam Mishnah is b'machloikis Shnuyah. It's machloikis Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason is the one that says that Sayin Arusa, Sayin Hashemeres Yavam, don't drink from the Mei Saita. And the Stam Mishnah, the Gemara says, is like Rabbi Yonason. The Rambam, in Hilchas Saita, Perik Beis Halacha Beis, and Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, he brings this halacha. The Rambam says, the Elohein Anoshim She'enon Ru'uyos Lishtois, Afal Pishna he writes a lishtois. Ubaila writes a lashkoisa. Elo yoitzais below ksuba, mishiavoyo e de stira, achar e de kinu via astra, baleim la oilam. The chamesh esrei noshen hain. These are 15 noshen, not to be confused with the chamesh esrei noshen of the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Yevamos. The elu hain, arusa vishemeres yofim. And then the Rambam goes on to list all the 15. In halacha gimel, the Rambam brings all the makairis. Says the Rambam, uminayin sheinun ruin lishtois, shenemar. Asher tista isha tachas isha. Tachas isha pratla arusa v'shemeres yavam she'ena tachas isha. So the Rambam, not surprisingly, paskin like the Stam Mishnah, which is Shitas Rabbeinu said in the Braisa, that an arusa and a shemeres yavam do not shrink from the Meisaita. So what does it mean they don't shrink from the Meisaita? So again, you have to hear the Rambam's lashon again. So therefore the halacha is that they're going to be osir al baleim la'oila. They have no way out unless Edom can come and help us out here. But the husband's going to have no choice but to give her a get. And at the same time, she's going to lose her ksuba. Now, just to chazer over yesterday's daf, and that is, you're going to tell me that the Arus and the Shemeres Yavam are excluded from the parish of Saita. So if they're excluded from the parish of Saita, why does the Kini and the Stira make her Aser? Why does she lose her ksuba? So the Gemara asked the Kasha. And the Gemara said, because there's a Riboy. Because it says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim, and v'amarta aleim is a riboy, it's l'rabois, and arusa and a shemeres yovam l'kinis. On the one hand, you have tachas, which is memait. On the other hand, you have v'amarta aleim, that's l'rabois, and therefore, the halach is say arusa, say shemeres yovam. The din is, if this kinyan stira, they're going to be asin l'baleim, but at the same time, the halach is that they're not going to be able to drink from the meisai. Fake the beis halevi, a meir de gekasha. We had a sugya on daf yud ches on the days. The Gemara over there brought a machloikis between Rav Hamnuna and Marava, the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna said, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyabma. A Shemeres Yavam, that's Mizana, while she's a Shemeres Yavam. So she was Mizana Tachasu. She was Mizana Tachas the Yavam. meaning she violated the zika. The halach is that she's going to be also to her husband. The Gemara says, Amri b'marava marava, they said, less hilchas like Rav Amnuna. The halach is not like Rav Amnuna. So I ain't showing off the chazer over that whole Gemara, it's going to take too long. But it was a machlekes Rav Amnuna and marava, a shemeres yavam shezin satachas yivma. Whether or not she becomes also, she becomes mutter. Rav Hamnuna said shemeres yavam shezinsa asru liyavma. But Marava Amri and Marava, they said not that way. They said a shemeres yavam that's mezana is going to be mutter to her yavam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza Perik Beis Halacha Chav says v'hayuvama shezinsa v'his skuka yavama that was mezana and she's a skuka. She has ziko loy nesra al yivma. She does not become also to her husband. To the yavam. Elo rotsa chayle itzotz miyam. She wants to do chalitza, she could do chalitza. She wants to do yibum, she could do yibum. In other words, the Rambam paskin like marav, not like Rav Hamnuna, in the sugi mesech the soite daf yud chesam adeis, that a shemeres yavam that would be mezana tachas yibma, the halacha is that she would be mutter to yavam. So freit the beis halevi, l'chay the Rambam says to himself. If that's the case, the Rambam's appellate. The Rambam brings the halacha that a shemeres yavam, that got kini and stira from the yavam, the halacha is, this exeris hakasa she can't drink from the meisaita, but at the same time she's going to be asa based on a riboy in the parasha of marta aleim. She's treated like a safik saita. The pella is the Rambam paskins and uchas yibam v'chalitza like marava in saita daf yud chesam beis that if we would know for sure with 1,000% certainty that she was mezana tachas yibam, the halacha is that she would be mutter to her yavam. So if that's the case, freik the beis halevi, it's a plea atzuma. And really the plea is based on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said zeh haklal, what's the rule when it comes to whether or not a stira would make the suffix saita usher to the husband after a kinui kol sheti ba'el. So it all depends on whether this beer would make her mutter, this beer would make her aser. That was the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. So in the event that the beer is going to make her aser, so then you have a parish of kinyan mistir, you have a parish of suffix saita. But if after the beer she's anyways going to be mutter, it's not going to be a problem. So freik the beis halevi l'chayu the Rambam was soisa mishnasai. Mitzarecha the Rambam paskin like the stam Mishnah like Rav Yoimis, and I get it. It's clear the sugya shrais that. That what? That taloch is that a shemeres yavam is included in the parish of suffix saita, albeit with regards to the iser that's chalai the kinyan v'stira, and the fact that she loses her ksubah, she can't be shoyis, that's exeris hakazam, but she's included in the parsha. Yet the Rambam himself paskin that a shemeres yavam that's mezana tachas her yavam, the halach is she's mutter. So if she's mutter, that means the znus would do nothing. So if the znus wouldn't make her asas, how could it be a parsha of suffix? That makes no sense. In the world of suffix site that has no havana, the only need of a suffix site is maybe she was mezana. If you knew for sure she was mezana, she'd be mutter to the man. So if you knew for sure she was mezana, she'd be mutter to the yavam. How's it possible that now there was a kinyan v'stira and now there's a suffix saita, all of a sudden she's going to be asked to the yavam? Now the emes is this meiridik akasha that the Beis Halevi asked. You know who asked? Rashi. You know who else asked? Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos both asked the akasha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, 7.5 years ago, we did not speak at this Rashi or this Tosfos. But it's in Mefurish Rashi. Rashi asks this kasha in the Mishnah. And Daf Chav Gimel on the base, Pashu Kedai to see the Rashi inside. So the Mishnah said right in the beginning of the parak, Arusna v'shaymeres yavam loish choisois v'loy noitlois k'suba shenem asha tista ishna tachas isha prat la arusa v'shaymeres yavam zok deheilige Rashi v'afilu leslon d'Rav Hamnuna. Even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said that a shemeres yavam that's mezana tachas yivma d'aloch is that she becomes awesome. But even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, the shemeres yavam shezinsa muteres liya, and you hold like Marav that holds that a shemeres yavam that's mezana is muter liya. But nehi the mutar, the muteres, even though it's true she's going to be muter to be with the yavam. I mean, if the yavam wants to do yivam, he could do it. But however, but at the same time, he can say, this is not the woman that I really wanted to marry, and if he decides to let her go, he won't have to give her a ksuba. So Rashi already bavarned this kasha. Rashi said, this mission is totally in the machloikis, Rav Hamnuna and my Rav. So okay, you want to tell me that the mission is going dafka alibo de Rav Hamnuna, then you could say that. But Zok Rashi, you don't have to say that. I feel less on the Rav Hamnuna. Even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, it's not muchach to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Hamnuna, because even if you don't like Rav Hamnuna, it's muvin that this woman should at the very least lose her ksuba. Why? Because like we said, even in the best case scenario, every sofik soita is a prutza. That's mamish the best case scenario, that she's a prutza. And as a result, for sure, the man has a shtikol kai chatayna that I don't want to have anything to do with you. So if he wants, he could send her away. I'm not doing gibum. And be potter, he won't have to give it a ksuba. Frey Tosfos, I don't understand Rashi. And this kasha is a very, very, very shver kasha. In fact, the second half of this siman in the Beis Halevi is working with Chitas Rashi and try to explain this kasha. But Tosfos kasha is to the point that the Beis Halevi's lashon is Rashi poshet has no vert. You can't even understand what Rashi is saying. Great Tosfos. Rashi is saying a very nice svara. There's a svara to say why a shemeres yavam maybe should lose her ksuba, even if you hold that a shemeres yavam that's mezana tachas or yavam that loch is giving me muteres labayla based on the svara. But at the end of the day, there's a drush in the Torah. There's a pasuk that says that she doesn't drink from the meisaita, and it's muchach that without a pasuk you would have thought she would drink from the meisaita. So freit toises rabbi nadal makula. I don't understand. According to Marava, that holds that Ishemeres Yavam, that's Mezana, Tachas Yavam, the Aloch is, she's Muteres Levaila. What's the Havamish she should drink from the... You want to tell me a Havamish she should lose the Ksuba, not get the Ksuba? Svara is, it's very nice. Shame is Svaralach. That's been a gay Ksuba. That's like a monetary thing, getting involved in the Das of the Yavam. But we're talking about a Pasuk in the Torah. You have Tachas, L'mayet, and Vamarta Leim, L'rabbis. You have Droshes HaTorah. It sounds like there was a real Fartika Havamish in the world that maybe this Shemeres Yavam should drink from the Meisaita. Why should she drink from the Meisaita? Bishlami like Ravam Nuna, that if she was Mezana, she'd be also, so that's why she drink from the Meisaita. That's the klal. The rule is zeha klal. Any time that sheti boil v'tehe asura lebaila hayamastima. But according to Maravah, that holds that you would have been mutter anyway. So what are you psukim for? I'm not handling the ksuba. Says Tosfos. Ksuba here. I just had a nice terrace. Why she loses the ksuba? But forget about the ksuba. Why do you psukim? Why do you have drushes? As I said, Tosfos. So Tosfos says a terrace. Tosfos says that the Gemara said on daf chav dalad amid beis. Again, we're chazering mamash the last three daf. Tosfos said that the Gemara really asked the Kasha. The Gemara didn't understand that why do you need a pasuk to be memayid a shemeres yavam from drinking the meisaita? Typically, there's halacha of mibalade ishech. And being that there's a halacha of mibalade ishech, anyways, you need that it should be kodma shchivas of alaboyl. And l'chura, every shemeres yavam, by definition, it wasn't kodma shchivas of alaboyl. Because if it was kodma shchivas of alaboyl, then they were mekayim the mitzvah of yavam yavayol there. So elamai wasn't kodma. If it wasn't kodma, then this whole halacha doesn't really get started. What was the Gemara's teretz? Going according to Shmuel. It's talking about whether it was a beer. The beer was not l'shem yibum. The beer was l'shem znos. Abal yavim ter bein ba'oynes, bein b'mezeh, bein b'shoygi, bein b'rotzen kana. However, Shmuel said it's only kana l'dvar ma'mufurashim b'teira. And as a result, being that it was not kana l'chol davar, so therefore a beer, a yibum, it's not going to be. But at the same time, it was kana shchivas ha'ba'l-ba'l, and that's where it's negay. This halacha, that's where it's negay. You're going to have over here this Shemeres Yom. Abzok Toises, that it comes out from the Gemara, the Ikimta that the Gemara said on Daf Chavdal on the days, that we're talking not stam about a regular Shemeres Yom. We're talking about a Shemeres Yom where there was already a Kodma Shchivas HaBalabayl, which Shmuel said is Kono Al Koponim L'dvarim HaMufurash HaMatayra. So says Toises Meirdik, that Yesh Loimer, even though Marava said that a Shemeres Yom that's Mezana Tachas the Yom, that Lachish is Muteres Labayl. But that's only if there was no king in Yibum. But once there was a Yibum, even though Shmuel owes, it's not kana l'chalmili, but it's kana l'dvar ma'mufurash v'atayra, which means what? By the way, she needs a get. So you see already, epes anishus was chal. So b'chai gavn, it's poshin, it's going to be different, and that's why it's negedis halacha. So Zog Tois says, Rashi's teres, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. But as it relates to, you want to know pshan in the Mishnah, that's the pshan in the Mishnah. Where the halacha is negeya, is going to be, in that heichatimtza, where there was already a kadma shchivas about l'bayo, where it was kana al-kopon l'dvar ma'mufurash v'atayra, I mean that it was kana l'dvar ma'mufurash v'atayra. So how many should we need to get? Oh, Shemeres Yavam, that needs a get. That's a whole different sugya. So over there, Avadam and Rav is going to be murdered to Rav Amnuna. This is going to be also Levaila, and that's why there's a sugya over here of Sofik Saita. As Isaac Toys says, V'divrei Pichachem Chen. Abizok the Beis Halevi, from the Rambam, it's not mashma that way. And the reason it's not mashma that way from the Rambam is because the Rambam was soysen. The Rambam never mentioned one word about this. The Rambam is mashma that every single Shemeres Yavam in the world, if there was Kili and Stira, the Alocha, she's also Levaila. The way Tosfos is learning, the only time this halacha is negeya is if it was kodma shchivas habalabayl. But if it wasn't kodma shchivas habalabayl, in that case, you're not going to have this halacha. But the Rambam never brought this prat. And because the Rambam never brought this nuance, it sounds like the Rambam shita was that every single Shemeres Yavim in the world, the halacha is always, and the Bemis is the Beis Halevi says from the Mishnah, it's mashma that way. Because the Mishnah says every single Shemeres Yavim, the halacha is that she's lois shoysois, v'loi noitlis ksuba. Now, Zok to Beis Halevi, just if you want to cheshbon this a little bit, Tein Lachachem V'yech Gemoyd, which is ayin the whole siman inside, at least the first half of it. But Al Koponim, the Gemara, when it made the Ikimta of It's talking about with the Yavama was already bald out of Shem's Mus. The Gemara was just bringing the Kinta to explain why you needed a Pasuk. But as it relates to the Halach of the Mishnah, the Halach of the Mishnah sounds like every single Shemar's Yavama is like that. And the Beis Halevi says that's why the Rambam brought it that way. The Rambam didn't bring the Kinta because the Rambam didn't need to bring the Kinta because the Kinta is not negayah the Halacha. The Kinta is just negayah the Cheshbin and the Sugya, but it's not really negayah the Halacha. The Halacha is Halacha that every single Shemar's Yavama in the world, Loi Shoytsois Veloi Noitlis Ksuba. So freak the Beis Halevi. The way the Rambam brings the halacha, which is kipshutai, which is without any akimtas, it sounds like every single shemeres yavam in the world, whether there was a kinyan or there wasn't a kinyan, whether it was kadmus shchivas about, wasn't kadmus shchivas about, rav shmul, whatever, that it makes no difference. The halacha is always going to be the same. She's going to be loy shoysois and she's going to be loy nice tsuba. And if that's the case, break the base halevi. I don't understand. Pash Bishan and the Rambam, if the Rambam passing like Marova in Perik Beis Hilchas Yibam V'chalitza, that a Shemeres Yavam, that's Mazana Tachas Yibma, the Halach is, she's mutter to the Yavam, how could the Rambam paskin the way he paskin, not like Toisvis in the beginning of Perik Arusa, but that every single Shemeres Yavam, the Halach is, loy shoysois, but at the same time, loy noitlois ksuba, she's going to be aser, why is she aser? In the worst case scenario, there was this nus that doesn't make her aser to her husband. So how's it possible that the Sofik Soita is worse off than she would have been if we know for sure that she was Mazana? If we know for sure she was Mazana, she's Mutter. That's my Rava's Psaq, the Rama Psaq. So if that's the case, what's Pasha Pshan in this halacha? Zok Tebei Salevi, the Nira Loimer. Today's daf, the Gemara discussed if somebody was Mekanes Ishtoi Al Tisterim Kotan. So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bakom Mekanen, even Araya, is Chutz Minat Kotan. Why? Ish Amar Achmano V'loi Kotan. Because it says in the Torah, Ish, and Ish is Mashma V'loi Kotan. Tosfos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis says a Chiddush. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says that if a man is Mekanes Ishtoi, Al Tisterim Kotan, the Halach is that she's excluded from the parasha of Saita. Abazog Tosfos Nere, the Dafka Mishtia Memayit Lokra. It's only from Shtia. Avol Nesra Al Yedei Ben Tesha Shonim V'yoyim Echad, Afal Pisha Eino Yish, Sharei B'yosoi Paiselas Bitrum. Zog Tosfos, it's Pasha to me that this that the Gemara said ish lemutei katan, that's been negeya drinking from the mei saita. Obevasin's negeya, her becoming aser, it's possible that even if the kinoi vestira was with the katan, still she would become aser. How so? If this katan was 9 years or older, 9 years is the age where a person becomes a barbiya, a zachar, and as a result, in the event that he was already 9 years old, being that we know his bia is a bia l'chol mili in the Torah, so it's misnabe that it should be a bia regarding making her aser as well. I ish, so Tosfos, ish is only with regards to shtia. Abavas is negeya, the iser of soita, this is Tosfos chiddush in the sugya. I think that as long as he's 9 years old, that halacha is going to apply. If you look at the Rambam, and this Rambam is in Hilchas Soita, it's Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. Look at the Rambam. Om alo altistri employni. Man tells his wife, altistri employni. V'hayukot. And this ploini was a katan. Pachis mi ben teisha shanav yemechem. And he was less than 9 years old. Oishna om alo altistri em behem mezu. Ein ze kinoi. In both cases, it's not a kinoi. Shenemar v'shachav ish oisa. Prat le katan ulu behema she'ein oisran. The Rambam brings this halacha that if a man is Makana Ishtoi from a katan, it's not going to be considered a kinoi. Says the Rambam again. What's the halacha? Ain't a kinoi. Because it says, v'shachat ish, and ish is prat l'katan. It's mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam held the whole miyut of v'shachat ish. This whole halacha of the Mishnah of ish v'loi katan is talking dafka about a katan that's less than 9 years old. That says Tosfos was muching in the sugya that I don't understand why we might have cotton legamri from the parish of Saita. A cotton ben test is be as a be a chol milah shabbatayr. All of a sudden, the parish of Saita, it's not. This bothered Tosfos very much, and because of this, Tosfos said a chiddush that when the Mishnah and the Gemara says proud of cotton, it only means regarding drinking from the mei Saita. But enochanami, the be is a be, and she's going to be us. There's no question in the world. The Rambam couldn't falai that. So the Rambam, I don't understand. A ben test and kolot ayrakula is always considered a barbiya. Why shouldn't it be different? Oh, the teretz is, the miyut is talking about when he's pachas mi bentes. That's what the miyut's coming for. It's coming to me mayit when he's pachas mi bentes. And that's pashup shan in the Rambam. Oh, but fake the Beis Halevi, and this is not Rashi and Tosfos' gasha. This is the Beis Halevi's gasha. So fake the Beis Halevi, I understand that's a pliyat sumo. You need a pasuk to be mayit, a pachas mi bentes. The way the Rambam's learning that the whole meat of Ish is coming when he's less than 9 years old. If he's less than 9 years old, the bia is not a bia anyways. So if the bia is not a bia, why do you need a pasuk to be made for? In Kala Torah Kula, a child that's less than 9 years old is not a bar bia. Pshuta is from the shurim that when Nemar Allah Lomish Misinai, right? Ben Tesla bia. That's the pasuk pshat. But whatever the pshat is, if he's less than 9 years old, then he's not a bia. So if he's not a bar bia, if he's not a bar bia, so what do we need a pasuk to be made this katan? Zok the Beis Halevi, and he says the chem motzasi the Mishnah Melech that you have to say it's muchach that shteit on the Rambam and nifle the gezach. Ready? The Rambam must have held that the definition of bia and the definition of nus as it relates to the parish of Safik Soita is not the same definition of bia and definition of nus as it relates to znus and kol ha'terekul. So as it relates to an eishes ish, let's say, that's mezana tachas baila, and you want to determine whether this was a znus or was not a znus. This is a shulchan aruch. We said today's daf, soita daf chavav, is one of the most important daf in this inyan. So you would want to figure out, yeah, no, this is a shulchan aruch, how it works. As it relates to kina v'stira, which is a sofik, maybe she was mezana, maybe she wasn't mezana, the definition of znus on the tzad ha'sofik is not necessarily the same definition. Now, what's the makar to that? At first glance, first of all, we didn't even explain it. But what's pasha the makar? Says the Beis Halevi, the makar is a mefurish gemara. Because the gemara said on the bottom of the yomid, the gemara says, it says in the Torah, shichva zera, in the parasha of Soita. And the question is, what is the word shichva zera coming to be memayit? And the Gemara had a whole bunch of different stodim and lamaskana. The Gemara said it's coming to be memayit l'shekinula derech evarim. It's talking about where a man was mekanes ishtoi that I want you to make sure that there's no bia derech evarim. Ma'u detema. I would have thought bikpeded about tal yirachmana. I would have thought that even though a bia derech evarim is never considered a bia, but maybe when it comes to the parasha of Soita and the sugi of kinoi, so maybe over here bikpeded about tal yirachmana. Ubal hakakapit kamashmon. That's the chiddush. That no, the halacha is that it's not going to be considered a bia, and therefore the kin of istira is not going to be considered a kin of istira. Zok the Beis Halevi. How do you learn pasuk pshat in the Gemara? Pasuk pshat you learn in the Gemara. There was a havamina, a fleeting havamina tucked away here on the bottom of Chavavim and Beis and Soita, that maybe the way kin of istira works is it's bikpeid the baal tayi rachmano. But the Gemara immediately rejected that. The Gemara says no. At the end of the day, it says shichva zera prat mederech evarim, and as a result, that's not going to be the case. Meaning kamash malon, that even though there was a havamina that maybe bekpeded about tayi rachmana, that's really not the way it works. Abazok to beis alei the yesh loim, the Rambam learned to sugi not that way. The Rambam learned that even the kamash malon is nachis to what it thought in the havamina. That the way kin of estira works is it's bekpeded about tayi rachmana. Norvas kamash malon shichva zera teaches me that a bia derech evarim is fart nishkan bia. But at the end of the day, just like the Gemara thought in the Havamina, that the way kin of Estira works is, it's bikpeid the Baal Tayyar Rahman. If the husband's makpid, I don't want this. And now there's a suffix that might have happened. That creates suffix soita, even though it's not oiskalten in the Gedarim of Bia and Kala Terakula. Oh, but that Havamina reigns Lamaskana. It's just a Kamash Malan Ben again, this protiest thing it did. That I would have thought, therefore, because Saita is bikpeid about Tayyar Rahman, so therefore, Bia Derech Evarim would be considered Bia Kamash Malan Sashikh Vazara. Good Shikh Vazara. It doesn't knock out the whole Havamina. It's not a paradigm shift. It's not a whole different way of looking at the whole Sugi of Saita. If there was a Havamina to look at Saita a certain way, Mehecha Tesi, the one word Shikh Vazara would change all that. No, Kamash Malan Shikh Vazara, this is Fount Derech Evarim. I mean that this is Derech. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a bia. Abavos is negeya, the havana and the gish of how you're supposed to understand the parish of Soit is it's bikpeid the baal tayi rachmana. I mean that it's bikpeid the baal tayi rachmana. That's look the base levi. That's pshat in the Rambam. And a chanami, someone that's less than 9 years old is bia is not a bia. And in kol ha'toyra kula, in every single sugya in shas, if you're having bia, a cotton that's poxim dantes is not part of that sugya. But over here it's different because this is bikpeid the baal tayi rachmana. So over here there would have been a havamina that being that bikpeid the baal tayi rachmana, maybe here it should be different. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon. That's why we need a pasuk. Ish, Lamutei Katan. But Encha, I need a pasuk to be my the Pachas Bentes. What's the kasha? You need a pasuk to be my the Pachas Bentes. If he's a Pachas Bentes, his bia is anyways not a bia. Why do I need a pasuk for it? I'll tell you why. Because Soita works differently. Bikpeid the Baal Tayyar Rachmana. How do I know that? Learn the Gemara and the Banu Machavavam Mideis. But what do you mean? It was only a Havamina the Gemara. No. Mechtesa. could learn that way. But mechatesa, it might have been the maskanas of Gemara too, because the Gemara said kamash malan. Kamash malan was regarding that specific nafkamina lahalocha from kveidik about tayir rachmana. We have a drasha, we have xeris hakasev. It's just added to another xeris hakasev. The parish of Soita can have xeris hakasev. This whole today's whole daf was xeris hakasev. So this is xeris hakasev. But at the end of the day, that hamamin is true. I feel with maskana, and that's why there was a hamamin approximate. So the beis halevi, that's pshat in the Rambam. It's true. The Rambam passing like Marava in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchos Ibn Chalitza. Did a Shemeres Yavam that you know for sure was Mezana Tachas Baila. The halacha is that she is going to be Tachas Yibmo is going to be mutter to the Yavam. And Afal Pikein, the Rambam brought the Stimas Asugi in the beginning of our Perek Arusa, that you need Psukim and Ribuyim and Miyutim to teach me the halacha is that a Shemeres Yavam is also a Bailo, but at the same time she doesn't drink from the Meisaita. What was the Kasha? I understand. If you knew for sure she was, if two Aiden would come and say that she was Mezana, she would be Mutter. So if two Aiden would come and say she was Mezana, she would be Mutter. So how could it be now in a Matzav of Sothic it should be worse? The Teretz is, it's different. Because when two Aiden walk and there was no Kinoi, so there the definition of Zlus is Einzach. But once this paid the Baal Tayyar Rahman as Oktabe Salevi, it could be if the Yavam is Makbid and he says Ichab Akpedo, even though this Maisus Nus Be'etim is not a Maisus Nus when there's two Eidim. It's a Chiddush Neira what we're saying here, what the Beis Halevi is saying. But Al Kapanim paid the Baal Tayyar Rahman based on the Gemara here, and therefore this dialogue is going to be different. Beis Halevi says a very, very big pilpul. He's Miyashav a whole bunch of other things with this Indian, Kedarke Bakoidish. But I'll just be Maisav one other thing the Beis Halevi says, and that is, we know Shita's Tosfos, one of those famous Tosfos in the Shas, Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam says that Bia with an Akum is Nishkain Bia. Right? One of the themes of today's Daf. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam said a very, very big Kiddush La'alocha that Tosfos brings, and that is, Umitoich Kach Hitu Rabbeinu Tam. There was a story, it was a real Maisa, the Bas Yisrael Shehen Mira. There was a Bas Yisrael, the Nebuch, she went away from the Yiddish Avek, Uvaleu Evekechavim. And she ended up being Mezana. She was an Eshesesh, and she was Mezana with an Oivet Kechavim. And then later she did Tshuva, and the Oivet Kechavim was Megar. And they went to Rabbeinu Tam, and they wanted to know, could she marry this man? Now, what would be the Tzad not? Because she's an Eshesesh that was Mezana Tachas Baila. An Eshesesh that's Mezana Tachas Baila, the halacha is Keshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labal. So based on that, it would be Osner. But they came to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam said, it's Mutter. He said, Lo Shayach Lameimer Echel Labal, Echel Labal, but be as Goy, the Habi could be as Behemo. This was his Chiddush. Freight the Beis Halevi, a plea. Freight the Beis Halevi, if you're going to tell me that Bias Akum, as it relates to the parish of Soita, is Mamish could be as Behemo. That had to understand our Gemara. In today's daf, one of the many, many, many halachas that we saw in today's daf was Rav Hamnuna's halacha, that if a man tells his wife, Al tistri am ish ployni, and ish ployni is an oivet keichavim, it's considered a kinoi. It's a halacha psukko. It's a mefurish Gemara. It was a havamina, maybe not. But the Gemara said, no, I'm not. The Gemara said, even said, pshita. So that came out, that's for sure the way it is. It's a freik, the Beis Halevi, it's a plea. Had Rabbeinu Tam learned our Gemara? Had Rabbeinu Tam learned soita, daf chavavim and beis? L'char, it's a plea atzuma. It's mefurish in Soita Chavava Medeis. You do have the parish of Soita. Now the emphasis is when we learn Ksubas Daf Gimel, we spoke here from the Chasam Sofer and other Gedolei Achroinim. Could be there's a chil between the Isabal and the Isabayil. There's a lot of Torah on this because Isabal is totally in the Meila. That's the Marik. Kisimo Mal. So it's totally in Meila. So could be there's a chil between the Baal and the Baal. But that's already a chiddush that some want to say. Ruba the Ruba of London that learned Rabbeinu Tam were not mechalik between the Baal. Toys the Baal, Toys themselves asked a bunch of kashas on Rabbeinu Tam based on not being noches to the Tzchilot. So if you name on the Pashtos, and that is Rabbeinu Tam's Allah, because they gave side this Abayel, side this Abayel, that means an Eishness Ish, that two Adam come and say, she was Mezana with a guy, that Allah should be mutter to her husband. So if she's mutter to her husband, how could it be Kinoi? The Teres Zok, the Beis Halevi's Rabbeinu Tam must have learned like the Rambam. He must have held that Sofik Soit is different. It's Bikpeda the Baal Talya Rachmana. I mean that it's Bikpeda the Baal Talya Rachmana, even though it's true, Enochinami, as it relates to the Gedarim of Bia and Znos and Kal Terukul, would not be considered a Maisa Bia, but over here it's going to be different. So what comes out? What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid that we're saying here is that it emerges that the Gedarim of Bia, the Gedarim of Znos, as it relates to the parish of Sofik Soita, is different than it is as it relates to even Avada Isnos. Just to bring out the chiddush of the point. Meaning, we're saying, you have a man who warned his wife, Altisri Mishpoini. He was a stira. There's a Sofik that might have been a beer. The halach is that even if we would know for sure that there was a beer, just hear this out. meaning if there was no kinyan, and you would know for sure that this man and woman were mezan, that lochis, she'd be mutter to her husband. But if this kinyan and stira, and now there's a suffix, maybe they were mezan, she's going to be also to her husband. Meaning, if there was no kinyan and stira, two eidim would walk in one day, they would say, this ishus ish was mezana with a cotton that's pachas me ben tesh son of yoyim echad. Or in Rabbeinu Tam's world, two eidim would walk in the bez and say, an ishus ish was mezana with an eina Yehudi. Even though the halach is she would be mutter to her husband. Like, klar, she'd be mutter to her husband. There's no shine in the world. But if there was kinyan and stira, now there's a suffix, maybe she was mezana with this pachas me ben tes. Well, the truth is, the pachas me ben tes, the Gemara of the Maskana has a mir, not that way. It's all in the Havim, you know, by the cotton and pachas me ben tes, right? Let's not get technical. But the point is that at the end of the day, vasis negay, the longness of understanding, the parish of Soita is that if there was a kinyan, then even if there's only a suffix, it would be a problem. Now, just what's the nusach? Yeah, right? Yeah, you need a nusach to be able to say over this Beis Halevi. So the nusach is going to be the Beis Halevi's nusach. Just speak out the way the Beis Halevi says it, and we'll stop with this. And that is, zok the Beis Halevi. The Anfagaf, he's talking about the cotton that's pachs mi ben teshon of yamech. Where the Rambam needed a pasuk to tell me that he's excluded, even though kol terukul is not considered a beer. The Anfagaf, the la barbiyahu, even though cotton mi ben tesh is not a barbiyah, and if we would know there'd be two Adam that say that she was Mazana with this man without kino, she wouldn't be Osir. Mikom Mokim have a soka daitoch. Dem zinsa imoy achara kino vestiri neseris. That if there was a znus after kino, she would be Osir. Dari irkuk paid the bell. Because at the end of the day, this paid the bell. And that's why you need a pasuk to be ma'ayit. Just like you need a pasuk to be ma'ayit derech evarim. And even though the Torah was already ma'ayit derech evarim, the king of Estira and Utalib paid the bell. That's not a raya that the whole half a minute of the Gemara was wrong. Because I can tell you really it was Talibik paid the bell. Virag derech evarim imut. It's just derech evarim that was the smite. Ukamoid miyata atayr islandis. Veskena mishtiya she'enu re'leilet. Umikamokim b'sharei dvorim, nishar ha'svara, detalya b'kpeid ha'dabal. Umishnum hochi tzorech krol l'mayit pachas b'bentes. And that's why you need a pasuk to be m'mayit a pachas b'bentes. Now, this was all to save Shan and the Rambam. But Tosfos say in the sugya of Shemeres Yom in the beginning of the fourth parak, and say in Ardav Chavav and Mebeis as it relates to cotton, didn't learn like the Rambam. We're not going to chaz it, right? But it was all these Rambams were going not like Tosfos says. Uvat Tosfos viral. It's true in the sugi there was a hamamino that maybe kin of Estira's Torah paid us about mikamokim basi the imut mikra the shich vazera derech evarim. Once the Torah was memai shich vazera derech evarim yodina minei bechol advarim. We know already benegay the whole parashah of Soita the enoi tolik klal paid us about rak beinon oifin sheneseres ayada beznos. It has to be a zasor beznos with. That's the znus that the Torah already decreed with maker us umshum hachi in its akral my pachs mentes the chulu vechulu. But the bottom line is that hama mina maskana that mau the tema gamash malon here on the bottom of daf chavav and days zok the beis halevi mamish the whole mesachta soita is telling this the whole longest of understanding mesachta soita is telling in there this chiddush that comes out from the Rambam Shita that the definition of znus as it relates to suffix soita has a different definition. Right, you have what this means. That means if she was mezana with this pachas mi ben tes, the mayim is going to be baidikar in the havamina. Right, if you wouldn't have the mir of ish lamute katan, or in the case of the sheneris yavam, if she was taka mezana, again, all this is all lulei the miyutim, then the mayim would be baidikar. Or in the case of Rabbeinu Tam with the guy, what's the mayim being baidik? It's being baidik that there was a bia of pachas mi ben tes. Yeah, because klapi kin of estir does heis amaisus nus. The taychav's nus is different as it relates to kin of estir. Why? Because kpei the baal tayi rachmana, and that redefines what's nus is. Can move, and this is a very, very big aside. And Mitzvah Shem will get back to it.